This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. At least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tolkarm, and Tubas in the occupied West Bank, Palestinian health authorities said Wednesday. Fiona Jones from Reuters reports.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tolkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. A Russian missile has slammed into Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city. It came as Kryvyi Rih was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed 4 civilians at a hotel. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more.
Wednesday's attack on the city targeted civilian infrastructure. Local authorities reported 9 people killed. President Zelensky said that the latest attacks across Ukraine are raising again the question of Ukraine's ability to carry out long-range attacks inside Russian territory to prevent further strikes. He said that with help of Ukraine's allies, this is the optimal counter-terrorism tactic. Also, President Zelensky addressed the energy situation. Power outages are widespread across the country. Zelensky said that the repair works are ongoing around the clock. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.